What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Dickmas, y'all.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? How's that pork ass?
Oh, it was nasty. It was dirty. Dude, it was so fucking good, but man, meat in that quantity makes me feel like a pork ass.
Makes you feel like a little meat slut.
It does. It makes me feel like a meat slut.
Slutty meat guy.
We gotta open up a butcher's joint called Meat Slut.
Yeah,
there are all these creators coming out with businesses, coffee companies, and whatever. Let's just
burger
open a
companies
butchery.
Yeah, we're gonna open a podcast butchery, Meat Slut.
Did you hear that?
Nah, what was that?
Well, one of my devices talking to me. It scared me.
Oh,
it scared the fuck out of me.
What's it saying?
I don't know. It has
Cody,
like a female
you little
voice.
Meat slut. Yeah, Cody, who's a meat slut?
Who's my little pork butt?
Alexa, who's a meat slut? You are. You are. Who's a bad little meat slut? Me. Cody, get on your knees and tell me you're a meat slut. I'm on my knees, Alexa. I'm a meat slut.
I'm a meat slut. It's me. It's me.
It's me. I'm the meat slut.
Spit in my mouth. What? What if Alexa was just real nasty?
Yeah, it had like, your Alexa had a little spout for gleeking and squirting.
Yeah.
So your Alexa could gleek or squirt into your mouth whenever she's so pleased. It's 9:30 a.m. and this is how we talk.
It's
starting early today.
Not even done with my coffee yet.
Starting early today.
Yeah.
My power was out.
Yeah, what
bright
happened
and early
with that?
At 7 a.m. I don't know, some dude with a big ass dick just knocked over the power line over there.
Oh, was it? Is that what it was?
It was like a homeless
jog.
Yeah, it was like a homeless dude with a huge cock.
Or was it? Yeah, was it like a dad dick? You know, was it like a dad going out for a jog with little tiny shorts on?
Oh, and his
fucking swinger just.
Yeah, shit just popped out. Like a boxing heavy bag. Shit just folded out. Just. Right into the power line, took the whole shit down. He's like, "Oh, I gotta drag my cock home now."
I feel like we didn't go into the when we did Trevor Wallace's podcast. We were joking about the foot dildo or the foot
that did not go as long as it should have been.
Like, I was just thinking, like, the foot with the pussy in it is funny, but having a fleshlight for just people who like feet is just a rubber foot.
Yeah, it's just a foot to suck on. Just a little.
Just to suck on her, just like. I'm laughing at the,
you know,
the
you know,
thought of someone like kicking their own dick with the foot. Just beating their dick around with a rubber foot.
Like a cartoon, just fucking boing, boing, boing.
Boing. So fucking hot.
Yeah. Nah, man. When we were joking about when I said a woman bringing a mold of her pussy to the Secret Santa.
Yeah.
I feel like that didn't go long enough either.
I know. That was great.
But, you know, yeah, go check that out. Listen to the Stiff Socks podcast.
I don't know when that comes out, though. This is going to come out before that, so we might have just ruined that bit, unfortunately. Sorry.
Nah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Go check that episode out when it comes out.
Yeah,
but,
so this dude knocked over the power with this big-ass dick.
Yeah, what happened?
You know, it was a homeless guy. You know, he pushes a shopping cart, and it looks like it's got a bunch of shit in it, but the thing that people didn't realize, it was just a big camouflage for his gigantic dick.
Okay.
It was like, you know, that shit was like a ancient like, tree stump in there. You know
nice.
What I mean? Like, it's just long and heavy,
uh-huh.
And he had to put blankets over it. He's like one of those like rare cases of elephantitis, but it's just in his penis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, and it got big enough that it finally took all the blood from his entire body. So he could no longer hold on to the cart, and the cart just like slipped away, and then he just went rolling with his big ass dick, just and then took out the power.
Took it out. Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a lesson here? It sounds like a fairy tale.
Yeah. The lesson is, don't get elephantitis.
But then it got fixed, right? You're good.
Yeah, I'm good. It was me. I was the homeless guy.
And the power got fixed.
Yeah, I went rolling, man. I woke up, the paramedics came and got me. They were like, oh my God, this is a huge cock. I'm like, please return it to normal.
We're going to have to amputate this, sir.
I'm like, no, wait, no.
Did you see what I tweeted this morning?
Yeah.
Look at the YouTube trending page right now.
I love watching white people open gifts, man.
I didn't even Photoshop that. That's real. All I did was take out the Creator on the Rise panel or whatever. But literally the top six videos, I think, right now are the same group of people.
Can I be that guy? Remember when I told you, and I told you then, I'm not saying this to be that guy. Remember I said, I think YouTube is just tripling the fuck down.
Was that you?
Yeah, sorry guys. That? I'm getting someone's eyeballs taken out of my kitchen.
Oh, is that the drilling?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Cartel TikTok is like popping off right now, so I figured, you know, I know how to make that content. That's easy.
Oh, so that's what you're doing in the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm just outsourcing it. I just got a couple homies here.
Fuck yeah, man.
They're not even
mugging hustle, dude. The grind never stops, man. Yeah. Podcast in the studio,
yeah.
In my kitchen, torture.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit fucked up because I couldn't find any like willing, like, you know, Latinos to play the part. So I had to hire like some Estonian guys, you know, and they got bandanas around their face. So they're cosplaying. But yeah, they got pliers and shit. They're pulling people's teeth out. My TikTok's about to go crazy. It's about to go
fucking
up. Damn,
dude. Damn, cartel TikTok. I'm trying to think because I was, Mr. Beast is doing like a year in, he's doing his own YouTube Rewind.
Uh-huh.
And so he like sent me some questions to answer, and they were all like, what was the best part about 2012? What was the best? And I'm like, what was the best thing on YouTube in 2020? Sorry, not 2012. Yeah, he's doing a 2012 YouTube Rewind. It's gonna be sick.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I was trying to think, I was like, what was the best thing that happened in content this year? I couldn't think of a single thing, but it was cartel TikTok.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. Yeah, so I got people's teeth being ripped out and shit. That's actually going to be my next TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm giving it to you here first. I'm going to be like, hey, I know cartel TikTok's going crazy, so I'm just going to hold up a pair of pliers and then just have someone in the background, like a muzzle, like, no, no, and then just.
Yeah.
Open wide.
Yeah. I'm just going to move just bricks, just saran wrapped, taped up. Pillows and shit, just to make it look like I'm dealing drugs.
A body pillow wrapped in fucking shipping tape.
Hold on, I gotta change my light battery.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have battery powered lights still.
Cody living over there in 2001. Like an idiot, you're 20 years ahead using batteries. Stupid.
Huh?
Nothing.
What'd you say, man?
Yo, speaking of batteries, I saw the funniest tweet. It was like, oh, you didn't come? Damn, here's some batteries. And it was that 50 Cent gif of him like laughing and like driving off, and that shit had me crying laughing.
Here's some batteries? Oh, for the vibrator?
Ah,
nice. I like that.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
I just reach into your nightstand and grab like just a couple. Because usually they only take like one or two, depending, you know?
Yeah.
Just a pack of, like a four pack of Duracell and just smacking it on her stomach.
Later.
Later. It's still in the package. There you go. It's like, ow, what? Damn. I'm sorry I did that to you. Smack.
I did what I came here to do.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking shit. What were we talking about? Yeah, the best friends videos.
Yeah.
We should make best friends videos, man. We should make 17 videos We should film a That's Cringe from four different angles and upload it on four different channels. My channel, your channels, Fox
channel.
The
first one would be That's Cringe, whatever. The second one would be Best Friends Cringe
cringing.
To... it's cringing to this video.
And then the third one is Watching Best Friends Cringe to this video.
Fuck, that's a good idea.
I mean, well, I wonder what kind of... I don't even want to... I'm not even going to, like, watch the video to, like, wonder what gifts they open.
I don't know, man, but...
it's just all... It's all fucking, like, doses of Tren. It's just something odd.
It's all normal shit. Like they're all opening like Gucci wallets and stuff. And they're getting each other Gucci shoes and whatever. And then you know one of them is the one that gets the weird gifts. Like Noah Beck doesn't really know how to shop for gifts. You know?
He just buys everyone Tren.
Yeah. Open it up. What is this? That's like a Tren shot. I thought we could all cycle together.
James Charles on Tren. Hi, sisters. Today I'll be. I don't know anything about Tren, dude.
Hello, sister. Ah, sorry. Tren cough.
He just gets yoked like Bretman Rock. Have you seen that dude lately?
No, who's that?
I didn't know that.
Who's that?
That motherfucker is, man, look him up, man. Look up Bretman Rock before and after.
Bretman Rock.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. This guy. Damn.
Yeah, buddy just used to be lean and hyperactive and... It's deadlifting fucking VW bugs, man.
Oh, does he? He's like a what?
Oh, he lifts, man.
He lifts.
I mean, I don't want to, you know.
Is he a bodybuilder?
I'm stepping into a world. Yeah. Motherfucker got huge.
Wait, did you send a picture or something?
Nah. I'm going analog today, man.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I saw some people on Reddit talking shit.
About what?
They said, we're not funny anymore. I said, bitch, I'll do this. No links.
It's
just to remind you, we still got it.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be better if we were together.
It give us a fucking break, man.
This shit sucks.
I'm about to do my Bill Burr.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I can't. I lost it. That's his fucking... stupid person voice. Would you shut the fuck up?
This shit's hard, all right? Podcasting's hard.
It's hard, dude.
It is.
No, man. Podcasting from home is...
I hate doing this shit virtually.
It stinks.
But you realize we're in the epicenter of the entire world. 1 in 80 people have COVID in LA right now.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, man.
1 in 80. You go outside, you get it.
Yeah, motherfucker, don't get mad at me from Ohio.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Just go outside. Yeah. We can't.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The world.
I don't get it. Why don't they just go to the studio?
When are you guys going to get back together? Just come on.
Just go to the studio, man.
Just get the virus.
I don't think you guys realize how many people we have to just walk past to get to our studio.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are old, so if we have it, like, it's also, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And
Cody and I can do one pass.
The ventilation system in that building is no bueno.
Cody and I could do one pass to that building. Our KD would be like 6-0 each. Potentially.
Killing spree.
Yeah, killings. We would come out of COVID what's in COD? Do they do rankings?
Yeah, like we'd be double prestige.
Yeah, like in Valorant, they do rankings. Like, we'd be, you know, diamond-rated players. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
100% killing ratio.
Yeah, man.
So, you know.
Not trying to do that.
But that, you know, we, can we shout out? Oh, we'll wait. We'll wait to do that.
Who?
Our boy, who's about to, the new homie who's about to.
Yeah, do it.
No, because he might, you know.
Whisper it. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I sort of know, but I don't know what you're talking about. Just like blink it to me in Morse code.
It rhymes with puke.
Yeah. Why can't we say anything?
Because what if his situation over at, you know, isn't completely.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Yeah.
But soon we're going to have some news, finally.
Yeah, we will have some news, man.
Yeah, so fuck you, all the people on Reddit. We're working on it, okay? We're doing things.
Like, also, guys.
We are doing, we're not just in autopilot.
No.
That's not us. Have you ever known that to be us?
No.
Just to coast? No. No, we're going to beat Joe Rogan.
Yeah. We're not an autopilot, bitch. We still do the dishes.
Yeah.
Do you know how many other people that that get to this level and they just stop cleaning their own house? We still clean our own house.
Yeah, you do.
Damn.
One of the best. Oh, that's not fair, though. That's not fair.
Who's your person? I'm gonna call him up and buy him out.
You
need to be humbled, man.
No, dude.
We need to bring you back down to zero.
Dude, if there's ever a place, if there's ever something to spend money on, dude, I'm telling you, it's
you
the
better
best.
Shut the fuck up right now.
It's the best. I'm just, what? What do you want me to do? Lie? You want me to lie? And just, yeah.
If there's ever something to spend money on?
There's a good Naval tweet. He says, spend money to save time. Don't spend time to save money.
Yeah, no, of course. But, you know, some things you got to do to stay humble. Like, you got to fold your own clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I make Alina fold all my clothes, so, you know, she stays humble. She's going to come running in here. What the fuck did you say?
She's going to throw a bunch of shirts at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Of my
just
face.
Start,
yeah. Fold that. Fold that.
Spare shirts. Just dirty underwear. Start
underwear.
Hitting you in the face.
Yeah. Fold that too. I'm also coming out with socks in my face. Fold those up.
Here's some stinky ones.
Guys, you heard it from me first, okay? This applies to any kind of couple, all right? You just have to be the one to do it first. Make the other person do the laundry to keep them humble.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, you can be the woman in the relationship. Yeah.
Babe, I'm just trying to keep you humble.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
humble
you.
Babe, I'm trying to, this is a lesson.
Gaslighting to the fullest, you've become a little bit cocky. I just think that your behavior is a little bit odd. I think you should just, maybe you should fold the laundry. Just remind yourself where you came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in touch with the things that, you know, your mom did to take care of you.
Right.
You little bitch.
Jesus Christ. Now, listen, I do the dishes. Whenever I cook, I do the dishes right afterwards.
Okay.
And I cook a lot.
Yeah, you are cooking a lot
lately. I'm just saying. I don't mind having a little help once in a while, you know?
No. A little help once in a while is A-okay. Yeah.
And by the way, the quote, the Naval quote, I'm saying that's if you have money, if you have the resources to do that. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best things, the ways to spend money is on experiences and saving yourself time, because time is the ultimate currency. That's the one that matters the most.
Yeah.
In life, because it's, you know, we don't have a lot of it.
So yeah, this is exactly what I tell the team of developers who are creating the AI version of me, so I never have to work again.
It's what?
It's exactly what I tell them. It's important to spend money to save time. You know what I mean?
No, but that's... Uh-oh, I like internet. Working, though.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, you just cut
I'm
out.
I'm still rolling.
Woo! Sorry, we're back.
They don't. What were we talking about? They don't want me to record, man.
What happened?
Those are the people from Reddit. They heard me talking shit. They're going to take his internet out. Take his internet out.
So your power went out and now your internet just went out?
Yeah, now they're both back.
What the heck's going on over there, dude?
Homeless guy, man. Took the internet with him.
Big ass dick.
Big ass dick.
Big ass dick.
Yeah, this fucking homeless guy came through with a big ass dick.
Bro, this guy had a big ass dick.
Took out all the power, man. It was crazy.
This is Jesse from the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, man, this guy came through the big ass dick, took the whole power down.
Big rip, though.
Is he?
Oh, isn't that the main guy? Is that not
what? It's not Paul.
Oh, no. It's not. Who did Paul play?
That's Brian Spillner.
Okay, my bad.
Jesse is like. Jesse's Dom's right hand man, dude.
You don't, bro. Look up Jesse.
Why can I not remember what he looks like, bro?
That's like one of the best.
Sounds
characters.
Like he surfs though.
Yeah, no, he's like, he's just a OC kid with a trembly ass voice.
Fucking dude, I got pitted, big ass tube. I was deep in that tube, dude. My fat dick.
Yeah, I was like in it too. Surfing is kind of like the circle of life, man. Like, how did you get here? You came through a big ass tube.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the same thing. I'm just like a sperm still riding his wave, fool.
Just swimming through the tube, trying to make it out into the world. My big ass deck.
Deck. Fuck. Big ass fucking dick in the tube, fool.
What would you do if you saw a guy paddleboarding and he's like back's face to you and you're about to get pissed off? Like, don't fucking paddleboard. And he just kind of like floats around. Is he massive hanger?
Oh, yeah.
Like a third leg hanging, like just a tree trunk hanging out from his shit. Oh!
When people get a new surfboard, they say, I got a new stick. It's my new stick, right?
Nice.
We got to make a surfboard brand called Nice Stick. Nice Stick.
Nice Stick.
Or Big Stick. No, that one doesn't really. We laugh so fucking hard every time in Call of Duty, whenever the characters get in the helicopter, they go, I can take this stick. I can take the stick. I can take the stick.
Now get out again. Now get back in. Get out again and get back in.
I can take the stick.
Get back out and get back in, please.
I can take the stick. No, I can take the stick.
You're just downloading different DLC to hear that line in different voices.
Yeah,
I can
dude.
Take this stick.
Yeah, this girl's super hot. Wait, listen to her again, the helicopter. I can take the stick.
Rose, speaking of horny stuff.
Yeah, what's up?
Bro, did you hear about that Twitch streamer misbehaving?
Oh, is this?
No, it sounds like it, but it's not. It's for real.
No, I didn't. No. What happened to her?
Dude, or him? This is so funny. All right, so people on Twitch have been suspended for all kinds of innocuous shit. You know, people got suspended for playing clips of Alinity. You know, and she didn't even get suspended for the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
This young woman, all right, she apparently didn't swap her stream key because she's a cam girl, I guess, but she also...
No.
So she goes on Twitch. Just turns around and just shows that asshole. Showing hole.
Oh, really?
Just hole. Yeah.
She showed the starfish just straight up. That's how she started the stream? With her asshole?
I don't know the full, you know, I was about to make a joke about whatever. But, yeah, apparently she... I don't want to, you know... I don't want to spread misinformation. But my understanding was that at some point in the stream,
she just flipped around, pulled her underwear to the side, and just showing hole.
I was gonna say that's a pretty hardcore way to start a stream out.
It wouldn't be good to do that at the beginning though, because not everyone's tuned in. You gotta let it.
But that's what I'm saying. But she could be going somewhere way crazier, you know?
It's true. It's true.
You don't know what she does on her Cannibal shit. That could be the way that she starts. Maybe that's the foreplay.
So she got a 3-day ban.
Three days for showing asshole?
She's back.
What, people have been banned for like a month for playing a fucking Drake song?
Bro, some like anonymous Twitch person hit up that video game reporter Slasher.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote him an email, was like, your coverage of the company is very concerning and blah. Like, it was like, you know, not really a threat, but it's kind of like vague threat.
Okay.
You know? And
someone from Twitch?
Yeah, it's just
that was anonymous.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy. Yeah, he tweeted about it. But he was like, oh yeah, that's the issue, guys. My reporting. Maybe, you know, not the way you guys handle shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Twitch has gotten a little too comfortable.
Yeah, 100%.
I think they're ripe for someone to come through and fuck it up now.
You think so?
I think Twitch streamers would fucking bail. If Mixer came now, they came a little too early. If Mixer came now, streamers would be bailing left and right.
Because what, everyone's just sick of the
just like the inconsistent moderation. It's so clearly like, you know, moderators are, it just depends who you get. You know, they're like the fucking DMV.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, I think they've had passed some TOS term they added where you could no longer see who a person was following, because I think a bunch of Twitch mods were getting outed for 90% of who they followed were just, you know, women with like titty streams.
Really?
Basically. Yeah.
Oh my God. So the whole thing is just biased towards, towards that.
Yeah. It's just these fucking, it's these horn dogs that just, you know, you showed hole on stream. Oh, she showed hole on stream. Wow.
Wow. Well, technically we have to ban you. Well, we don't want to.
Technically, I can let you back into the platform.
The rules say, hey, listen, the rules say we got to do something about this. But they're not my rules. If it was my rules, I'd say more hole. Not less. That's so funny that she got banned for 3 days.
3 days.
For literally showing her asshole. And again, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's so funny.
No, that's true. That
so she
true.
Did show her asshole.
She
on
showed her asshole, and she got banned for 3 days.
3 days. 3 days. People have been banned for weeks.
For less.
For, like, scratching their balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how nice true, were their assholes?
Huh? No, but, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still... Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know what Dr. Disrespect got banned for, but it couldn't have been bad as that, right? Showing your asshole on stream is pretty much the most that you can do to get banned forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. What the fuck could have Doc have done? You know, did he like have someone murdered off camera?
Yeah, I don't know.
During the stream, he had someone murdered off camera during the stream. That's why he got banned.
He was sending texts to his contract killer.
Yeah. Hey, man, do it now.
Wow, he just show that's enough hole. Crazy. She was really misbehaving.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That day.
Confirmed, man. All the mods are coomers, man. Coomers.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
The thing that's crazy to me is that's what the internet's for.
Buttholes.
Buttholes and degeneracy and, like, it's, like, supposed to be your second life.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't like this future where people are getting banned for showing butthole. That's the whole point of the internet. It's to be a totally, you know...
It's not on Twitch. Nope.
Bullshit.
Twitch is for good, clean fun.
Oh, they're
fun for the whole family.
Who is running that company now? I mean, I'm not even trying to Karen this shit. It's just like, sorry, I'll stop. It's just
no, do it, rant.
It's just a crazy thing that they're trying to do. They're complete, like, the TOS is so aggressive now. I think they're trying to do some goofy shit. It's like, what the, it's like YouTube fucking doubling down on like these nine TikTokers. Like, someone up at Twitch like got in with an advertiser, and they're like, well, you know, we'd love to put Coca-Cola ads, but we can't because And now they're just, you know, oh, okay, we'll just try to extract everything that makes the platform what it is, and it's just gonna be, you know, I don't know what the fuck they want on there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be like, it's gonna, the content is kind of gonna be like the free stuff, which is ad supported, which is all gonna be family friendly. You can't swear or else you don't get ads, you don't make money. Or private stuff in which people pay, where you can, are uncensored and you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's what it's moving towards. It kind of already is like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
YouTube got better. They fixed the ad shit. I haven't gotten demonetized in forever on YouTube now.
No, definitely YouTube has gotten better.
But I also watch what I say. You can't open with swear words. Nah. You can't have swear words in the first 15 seconds or something like that. They'll demonetize you for that.
Yeah.
So I still have to like censor myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you know, I just want everyone to be able to freely show hole and say pussy, fuck, shit, and come. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and still get Coca-Cola ads.
Still get a Coca-Cola ad.
Why doesn't Coca-Cola want to advertise on butthole videos? Why not? Coke, good for your hole.
Yeah. You know, it's refreshing after showing your hole on camera. That's the whole, this should be the whole ad. It should be misbehaving, turns to camera, she's like, hey, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, I'm tired. Yeah. Oh, you know what I could go for? A nice cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And then the theme song plays, brushing up your start. Coca-Cola, good after showing your asshole on stream.
You know what the best thing is after showing your a-hole? A whole Coke.
A whole Coke. Ooh, my hole is bubbling again. Better get back to the stream. Brushing up your stuff. Nothing better after showing your hole than a whole Coke.
Dude, corporate, oh my God, big brand sponsored porn videos.
When are they?
Like, today I will be shoving this entire refreshing Diet Coke up my asshole.
My fucking ass.
It's got a light on it. The brand, she sends it in for feedback. The brand goes back. The can was a little turned before you shoved it in. Or as you were putting it into your ass, we couldn't really see the Diet Coke logo. So if you could reshoot that part.
Dude, it's a fucking Mentos commercial. Just picture the song playing. Mentos better. Da-da-da-da-da. She takes a stick of Mentos. She looks at it, smiles. She shoves it all the way in her asshole. Then she's walking down the street, and a businessman is running. It's like, Mentos better. Da-da. And a businessman is running. He's got a thing of coffee. He drinks it, and he's like, oh, I have a meeting in 10 minutes. And the porn star's like, she holds up her finger. It's not even a porn star. It's just a woman.
Okay.
Just holds up her finger, and he smiles. They have a mutual understanding, and she just fucking flips both her legs up and shoots those Mentos right out of her asshole into his mouth. And he's like, they high five. Mentos better. Da, da, da. He goes to his meeting.
There we go.
With a big, clean smile. Mentos, the fresh maker. That was Juvenile's Hill. I'm sorry.
Now I'm just thinking about some girl farting out Mentos into Diet Coke. That has to be a thing, right?
No, man. Fucking, she puts both into her butthole and sees how long she can last.
No! No, she fucking puts a butt plug in and then she just shoots off like one of the fucking Coke bottles.
Dude, perfect.
Ow, ow, ow.
Today on Dude Perfect, we got Riley Reed, and we're doing the Mentos Challenge. She's like,
all right.
Oh, my God, you're really getting them in there. Yeah, geez, I didn't know you had so much.
And they stick a 2-liter in there and just squash it and then plug it.
Then she takes a football-shaped butt plug. All right, are you ready? Are you ready? And it's a dude running long with his fucking arms up. He's like, all right, go. Arms like a goalpost. And then he catches it in his mouth. Dude, perfect. God damn. God damn.
Ow. Fuck is wrong with my lungs?
You been smoking, man? You all right? How's that for a bit? Reddit?
Fuck, that was funny.
I'm joking. I'm trying too hard. I'm sorry. That was a fun tangent, man.
I hate when I laugh too hard and it's just pain. You ever get that?
No.
I just completely hit the bottom of my lungs, you know?
Sometimes, you know, I get the laughter into internal pain.
Yeah.
You laugh so hard and then you just get an existential crisis right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of my big ass deck.
My big ass deck.
Big ass deck.
Bro,
wow.
We can keep going, man. I think big corporate porn ad is ridiculously funny.
I mean, maybe that's going to be maybe I was wrong about the free content being PG. Maybe like they'll start to embrace porn when they realize that it sells things.
Who's going to be the big brand that like actually gets after it? You know, like Carl's Jr. did it a while back. You know, remember when they had that horny ass commercial?
Yes, of the girls eating.
Yeah,
the burgers?
Like the barbecue sauce was like gone all over their body and shit.
Yeah, wasn't Paris Hilton in that?
I think so.
She
yeah.
was the first one, wasn't she?
Yeah, and still remember.
And that,
that
worked super well for them.
Mm-hmm.
People say sex sells, but they don't really embrace it. Like it should be actually people having sex.
Yeah, while eating a Big Mac,
just banging out.
You want to go to McDonald's after this?
Yeah, totally. Oh, spicy chicken fingers from Shake Shack.
It should be should be like HBO. You know, I so badly want to do this for a TikTok or something, which is so pathetic. But it's basically HBO be like, and I just want to shoot this scene that's like really expensive. This fucking guy like knocks on the door and he's like, bum, bum, bum. Woman opens the door. She's like, oh my God, Frank. He's like in a war uniform. She's like, oh no. He's like, I'm sorry. Michael, your husband, he didn't make it. She's like, oh, she starts bawling, crying. And then he's watching her and he puts out a hand to console her on his shoulder. He's like, I'm so sorry. She stops crying and she looks up at him. And then it's just a hard cut to them fucking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's like HBO is just always like, you know, and then I just want a series of scenes where shit just gets progressively more emotional.
Yeah,
you know?
And it always cuts to them fucking.
Just hard as nails.
That's funny. That sounds like an SNL skit, honestly. In a good way.
Oh, damn. That sounds like an SNL skit. Oh.
No, not one of the bad ones. Like, in a good way. No. That's funny. I was kind of thinking you were going to say that he was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, what? And then a naked dude like walks in the scene from the back room.
Oh, he's just butt ass.
And you just get
what happened?
Frontal dude nudity.
He's just swinging it around. What something wrong?
Hey, babe, check this. Wait, who's this? What's wrong?
Oh, my husband, he died at war. Oh, man, that stinks.
That sucks. All right, I'll be out here. I'll be in the terrace.
I got a good rhythm. You know, I've been able to do it fast, but I haven't been able to get it slow like this. I feel like a boxer. Just kind of jump roping over here, you know?
31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39.
He's just softly counting in the background. Your husband, he was ambushed.
Babe, come jump rope.
my like pinnacle one was like a girl, you know, she like, oh, like a woman or no, a dude. The dude wakes up from surgery and the doctor's sitting there. He's like, you all right? I was like, yeah, what happened? I said, well, you got in a motorcycle accident and you went into a coma. We had to remove your pancreas to save you. He's like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, your left leg didn't make it. He's like, fuck. She's like, I'm so sorry. Let me know if there's anything I can do to console you. And then just, this is the doctor's riding him in the gown.
Nice.
Completely yeah. Just... And there's a patient next over who's just listening to the whole thing. Just.
I like it, man. That's funny.
It's just a rough fucking. I mean, it's all right. Funny. It's not great. It's
no, I like it. I like it a lot. I think that's some good, clean fun right there.
Yeah, good, clean fun. It's not a gut buster, but it's definitely like a it's like a little nose chortle.
No, I like it a lot. I think you should definitely make that.
You're like, definitely make that and cast me as one of the
guys. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's a great idea, man. I would love to be one of the guys that gets, you know, if you need someone for the motorcycle part, hit me up, man.
Hit me up, dude. I'll be the guy in every single one of those ones, man. No, that's really funny. I like that. It reminds me of the one, the reason why I brought up SNL is because it reminds me of the, when they're making fun of the OC. And the what you say?
Yeah.
You seen that one?
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Keeps resetting.
Yeah,
so good.
Where it's like when you expect the punchline, but it just keeps happening and just gets funnier and funnier every time.
Bro, I'm what?
You're what? You okay?
I was gonna say something, and then I just completely lost it. Sorry, ADD.
I'm a pancake.
I'm a pancake, man.
If you think about it.
Dude, I think I rewatched the second baking video, and the line where you said my testosterone levels are dropping. I had like a dream that was true. So it freaked me the fuck out. No, shut up, man. That's like one of the few things I can hold on to is I have high test levels. So I'm literally getting a blood test in 2 weeks. I'm freaked out
for test levels.
I need to make sure I'm still at my. Peak performance.
Jesus. Why do you need testosterone? Why do you even need it?
It's all I have left, man.
Yeah, but what do you need it for?
I don't know. Lift a couch? Install a TV?
Yeah, that's true.
I just need to make sure I'm good, man.
Yeah. No, I should probably get checked too, honestly.
I'm probably fine, but yeah, I don't know. I've just been feeling weird, so it made me think, maybe I need to get I should check that out.
That's what Cookie Talk is for, dude.
Yeah.
It's for honest, you know, thoughts and checks on making sure we're keeping up on these things.
We just go back and do it. And I'm like, so my testosterone levels are actually dropping.
Yeah.
Here are my results. Damn.
I think we're probably fine, but I think it probably happens around our age, you know? Like after 30.
Like 22. Yeah.
22, yeah.
22 is going to drop off a little bit. Yeah, just because, you know, we've been partying so hard, drugs,
exactly.
Woo, nose candy.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just going to, it's going to take a toll on you.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go
ahead. Please. No, be my guest.
You go ahead.
Be my guest. Come on.
No, I'm steamrolling you. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to chat about the thing that you sent. The Down Bad Patrol, how that was like made by a meme company?
Yeah, it was some marketing agency. That was like the, I guess they had a LinkedIn post. It was that and lyric shit posts.
Yeah.
So there was a LinkedIn blog or something, and which was smart. You know, who the fuck reads that? And some dork went and dug it up and was like, wow, these companies are literally fake. All these posts are fake.
You saw it on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
That someone screenshotted that?
Yeah. So I sent a screenshot.
So Down Bad Patrol, if you've seen it, is the Twitter account of dudes getting rejected, basically. And then what is lyric shit posts? Lyric cards that look like shit posts. I don't know what that means, but
I think they just take lyrics that are that suck
and make them like the genius.
Yeah. Someone's getting their teeth drilled out right now.
That sounds dope.
Can you hear it?
A little bit. Tiny bit. It does sound like a dentist drill or something like that.
Spock, put a gate on it.
Sounds fine. But anyways, these Twitter accounts go crazy viral in the last like couple weeks. Like both of them were huge.
Yep.
Down Bad Patrol was the fastest growing Twitter account on Twitter, beating Joe Biden. Okay. Yeah. And so this is the LinkedIn post from the guy who started this company, who started the Twitter account. He said, never be afraid to experiment on new concepts. If you were anywhere near Twitter last week, odds are you've seen one of our new brands pop up in your feed. The team decided it would be fun to launch some new brands fast. They blew up. Both Down Bad Patrol and Lyric Shitpost had six-figure follower growth in just 1 week. So, yeah. I mean, first of all, it's not a brand. It's just a fucking meme account.
Yeah.
How is it a brand? Why are you classifying that as a brand?
Because, you know, he saw Daquan sold for a bazillion dollars, so now they're trying to do the same shit.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, but aren't they a little bit, like, late to the game?
What do you mean?
Who's really buying a meme account now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how they make money off this.
Yeah.
I know there's probably a billion ways, but what do they... I don't know. Like, what I'm thinking is that they're going to release a... You know, they're going to release like a book in Urban Outfitters or something like that about dudes who are down bad. It's like a living room funny book or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Turn it into a goofy product.
Yeah, like coasters with people getting rejected on them or something like that.
Or... record label buys Lyric shit posts and they get the dudes down bad as a thing, and then, you know, start trying to plug shit, and then before you know it, weirdly, rappers are retweeting their Lyric shit post call outs like, oh yeah. Damn, they caught me with my goofy lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it feels wrong to know we're just getting toyed with. We're getting played. Yeah, in Jimmy every King. Aspect of the internet, we're just getting fucked with.
Jimmy Kimmel got owned, man.
Yeah.
Bro, someone said some shit the other day that had me laughing. They were like, yeah, it's kind of funny when you actually listen to the lyrics of a song and you think, oh, dang. And it hit me that this person doesn't listen to lyrics at all, which I can't comprehend.
Yeah.
Because I feel that's at the front of my brain.
Lyrics.
Lyrics, definitely.
Isn't that a thing, though, that dudes don't listen to lyrics, generally?
Is it? I don't know.
Women pay more attention to lyrics than men do? Isn't that a thing?
I don't... I mean, that makes sense. Women definitely, like, listen to what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
So funny to put out, like 21 Savage putting out a rap album and women being like, oh, shh. 21 is speaking. Be a good listener. Boyfriend's trying to turn up and said, do I...
I love that thing he said about whores.
Running. Shut up. Let 21 speak.
He's just saying the same word over and over again.
Running.
Shh. Hold on. I love this part.
Oh my gosh. Running. He's like, oh my God, all his cars are running. That's good for him. So good for him. Oh my God, dude. His fucking VIP is just like all women who listen to the words very intently.
Yeah.
Oh my God, running. Oh, such good news. So happy for you. So wonderful that all your cars are working.
Is that what it's about?
I mean, that's a line he has in there.
Oh, okay. What is it?
That's what he says is on my car. See, here I am confirming stereotypes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't
know.
Did
we start talking about this?
I don't know, man. We got dementia. Who cares?
No, what you're talking about. Why do you listen to lyrics?
It's just, you know. Don't you care about lyrics or not?
I do. I care about lyrics. I love when people have good lyrics. I don't know why we started talking about this. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh.
Was it Lyric Shitpost?
Yeah, Lyric Shitpost. And I was saying labels would buy Lyric Shitpost and then rappers would be calling out their lyric shit posts.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I almost feel like there needs to be a renaissance where rappers need to feel some pressure to think about what they say a little bit. Because okay. It's been way too many moments where I've listened to a song and then, you know, my Glock gay, it go both ways. And you're like, what?
No, that's cool.
It's cool, but it's like, you know, maybe there needs to be a follow-up bar to explain where they're coming from a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, just like a, you know, like a, like is this a dig at, you know, gay, or are you in support? Is it a supportive bar? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't like having an existential crisis about your Glock being
What does
gay.
It also mean for your Glock to go both ways?
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't it be bi?
Yeah, but also, what does it mean literally? Or what does it mean? What is
it
he kill, saying?
It kills men and women.
Okay.
It goes after men and women.
Gotcha.
My Glock bisexual.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Did you actually hear that bar, or is that just off the dome?
Yeah, I think that's a Shoreline Mafia line.
My Glock gay, it go both ways. Huh.
Something like
interesting.
That. Yep. Yep, Shoreline Mafia. Is this Phoenix? Is it Phoenix Flex? Oh, Phoenix. You did not.
Did you hear the new guy that they added to Shoreline
Mafia? Oh, no. I got the line wrong. My bad. It is a Phoenix Flex and bar. My Glock gay, it giving facials.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But everyone gives facials.
Not everyone.
Not only gay people.
Yeah, but no, women, can women give facials?
No, but straight guys can give facials too. Why is the line, my Glock gay, it give facials? Because he's giving facials to other men.
He's talking about killing a guy. So he's like, you know.
It gives him a facial?
It's going to, yeah, a man's face.
Okay. Okay.
He shoots a guy in the face. Man, it's Glock gay as hell. Hey man, this Glock gay. Oh, your gun having a sexuality is so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
About to do murder. It's like, oh, we can't take this AR, man.
Why not? Sus.
He's a bit. No, he's a bit homophobic. He's a little bit bigoted. He will absolutely not. Won't shoot a guy.
Just he won't do it.
He just
won't
do it.
Locks up every time.
Watch. Point it at me. It won't shoot.
Yeah.
Ew, dude. I'm not going to fucking spray a guy. No way, dude.
Ew.
Ew.
A gun just literally. Ew. Bro. Sus.
Oh. Anyways, man, that's a morbid.
Did you hear
topic.
The third guy or the fourth guy that they added to Shoreline Mafia, Malone Brown?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's Malone Brown?
He's good. You should listen to him.
Oh, okay.
He's got bars.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There has been a whole lot of my gun gay, my Glock gay, which is, you know, a positive thing. I like that rappers are embracing all kinds of people into the music.
Yeah, I would agree. I like when that's used not in a negative sense.
Yeah, totally. You know, then it makes everybody feel welcome when they listen to some shit, you know? Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin.
I'm not homophobic, man. My Glock is gay.
Yeah, exactly. Me? No. I love gay people. All my guns are gay. I have a ton of gay guns.
All my guns gay. My gun's gay, bro. Trust me. I got some gay guns, man. It's morbid as fuck.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry for joking about people dying. Anyway.
It's fine, sorry. Man. It's fine.
I just, you know, I feel, you know, whatever.
How about Bitcoin?
How about it? You got some FOMO?
No, I mean, it broke, 20, 23,000 or something like that?
Yeah, it's at 23.
That's nuts.
It's insane.
Do you think it'll ever go lower than 20 ever again?
That's a good question. I think it definitely has the potential to go to 20.
I'm just saying it's kind of funny that that was like a glass ceiling and now it just shattered it.
Yeah, but did it though?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, what, 23 now for like the entire week or something?
Oh, that's not long enough.
Which is pretty wild. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, no crypto talk.
No, actually, I've taken a recent interest in investment. And let me go ahead and give you the top 10 stocks I like the most.
Yeah.
And if there's anywhere, you know, I'm not a licensed professional, and you shouldn't take my advice, but if there's anywhere I think you should put your money, no, I'm joking. We just turn this shit into a...
Name a stock.
No, we just start trying to pivot the podcast and promoting trading strategy. And
we got to find the weirdest stocks to invest in. That's what we got to do.
Let's see if there's a cum stock.
Yeah, C-U-M.
Cummins?
Cum ticker?
Yep. Cum. C-U-M.
No way. What's the company?
Cummins Inc., literally.
What does it do?
American multinational corporation that designs, manufactures, and distributes engines, filtration, and power generation products.
Wow.
Oh, it's like a Jenny.
That's so great. Do you think they chose their ticker? Like, can you choose it?
I mean, what else?
Besides that?
Yeah, no, you get to choose the ticker. They knew what
they
were doing.
So they chose Cum. They knew what they were doing. That's a legend that runs that company, probably.
When was the word cum invented? I know we've asked this question before. When was cum invented? Damn, this is dumb as fuck.
We didn't watch the vomit video. Maybe we can watch that in the bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
I don't know why I'm having like severe second thoughts about joking about gun sexuality.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just question everything now.
Who cares?
Spent too much time inside. It's all right. We'll all forget. Bruh. You're Malone Brown? No, that's fine.
Okay, here. Let's talk about this. According to Superdata, this is from Slasher, Among Us had nearly 500 million monthly active users in November to make it the most popular game of all time in terms of monthly users. Among Us was made by a three-person team. Absolutely incredible. They deserve all this success.
Yeah, you saw what Cody at TechCrunch said about that?
Shut up.
Guys, this is a direct quote from Cody at TechCrunch.
Fuck off.
Direct quote from Cody at TechCrunch. Let's get it.
Let me say it because it's my quote.
Okay, go ahead.
Pretty insane the amount of impact people are able to make with small teams these days.
Guys, that's Cody at TechCrunch, by the way.
But it's true.
Yeah, no, it is insane the kind of impact people are able to make with small teams these days.
Well, no, but like I'm thinking in the same vein as Joe Rogan. Like there are two guys that made the biggest show on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now three guys made the biggest game ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Like that's including World of Warcraft, StarCraft. Anything. Among Us is the biggest game ever.
Yeah. yeah.
And it made by three people. That's fucking crazy.
If it's big, I guess that would mean it's... Is it more than Dota? If it's more than Dota, that's wild, because Dota is like international.
I mean, it says most popular game of all time in terms of monthly users.
Dang.
Well, that's what I mean, is it's like there's no formula anymore.
Nah.
Whereas like in the past, with entertainment at least, it was like...
Yeah, you get all your best friends, you open some presents.
Yeah, exactly.
You shoot the video from seven different cameras, upload it to...
There still is a formula, yes.
Six different YouTube channels,
If you do that, yes, there
but
still
with
is
gaming,
a formula. What I'm saying is, like the old days with TV, it was like all TV shows are made exactly the same.
Yeah.
You got to get on a big network.
Yep.
And you have to have these things in mm-hmm. it. And it has to be, relatable to these groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it succeeds.
Yeah.
And with video games, it was like every year Call of Duty comes out, that one is going to be the most popular game.
Yeah.
And then there's, or if you, it's like a, you know, MMPorg or whatever. MMPorg?
MMPorg. MMORPG.
Yeah. It's got to be this or this or this. Now it's like there's no, everyone, that everything's played out.
Mm-hmm.
People are used to the same formats.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's just random what takes off and what doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you have to have a great idea.
Yeah.
And you have to, I don't even know what I'm saying, but you know what I'm, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a TechCrunch article right there.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm talking about?
That's a thought piece from me.
Cody at TechCrunch.
Mm-hmm.
There is no formula anymore. Cody at TechCrunch. Genre, redefining the genre of gaming.
Hold on one second.
Multiplayer gaming. I'm holding on.
All right.
Who was that? Who was that?
Was it delivery? Someone sent me a gift. That's what Christmas is about, you know, receiving gifts.
Oh, yeah. Someone sent you a gift?
What?
Someone sent you a gift?
Someone sent me a gift, I guess.
You should open it on the bonus.
Well, it's getting delivered. She said I could deliver it right now.
Oh, so it hasn't arrived yet.
It would still be a minute, but it might come right now.
Just open it. Fuck it.
Okay. I'll call them back and get it delivered right now.
ASAP.
And then I can open on the bonus.
All right.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone, today for the free episode. Sorry.
Sorry for all the interruptions, but, you know, we're here. And nothing will stop us.
And fuck everyone on Reddit that thinks it will.
Everyone on Reddit who thinks we don't have it. We still have it despite going insane and despite sharing every aspect of our life for the last 3 years. We still got it.
Why are people pissed? Let's do that. Let's just real quick. I want you to say it before we end this episode.
I didn't dive too deep, motherfuckers. It's just like, they're not as funny as they used to be. God forbid we have a few months where we're not as... Give us a fucking break, dude.
No, that's always... It's the same complaint every time.
Man. It's just like, dude, we didn't just give up, man. People are like, they don't do that. It's cringe. And we're trying new stuff. It's literally there. We have 2 episodes. We have like 6 more planned. We're trying new stuff.
Yeah. Although I did find that video.
Yeah.
That one video.
Yeah, exactly.
That one could be good.
You see, the old guy, the boomer in me is coming out right now.
Well, then why did you say as soon as we stop cleaning our own houses or whatever, or do our own dishes or whatever?
Oh, that was just me joking that you need to be humble.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was just, you know.
Well, I thought the criticism might have been they're losing their relatability.
Nah, that's out the window. I shaved my head immediately. People stopped relating to me.
Okay.
Shave my head. He looks like the guy from Prison Break. I don't like it. Grow it back.
Yeah, that's
you're
fair.
Bald. You're bald. You're bald. You're bald. You're bald. I'm joking, but yeah. I mean, like, I'm not mad. I'm just letting you know. Give us a break, dude.
Give us a break.
No, you're right. You're right.
Keep being hard on us because keeps us in shape, and it does keep us humble.
True. I'm not actually mad at the fans. I just am fucking around. But you know, when they're like, they're not funny anymore, I'm like, bitch.
I'm trying to be.
We'll show you funny. No, I take it as a challenge. That's just me being competitive. I'm competitive, dude.
I look at that, I'm like, maybe I'm not.
No, I don't.
Maybe it's out. Maybe it's gone. Maybe it's time for me to hang up the old gloves.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know, and just disappear.
Mm-mm.
Depressing.
Yeah.
I have fantasies about that.
Fantasies about hanging it up?
About just leaving? Like... Not like leaving my loved ones or whatever, but I'm saying like just okay, I'm gonna take a year break, move to fucking Costa Rica and just surf for a year.
Oh yeah, sometimes I wonder if we need to do that.
Just to recalibrate,
mm-hmm.
figure out what's important, figure out what's actually funny. You know,
I don't know if that's good for you because anytime someone in entertainment does that shit, they come back weird as fuck.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I guess we can go on the bonus now. We should just pick up the bonus literally right here.
Yeah, let's do it right here.
All right, see you in the bonus.
Hold on.
Okay.
See you in the bonus. Yes, see you in the bonus. Oh, yeah, see you in the bonus. Fuck it. I'm not going to promote anything. Fuck it.